Beano comic's dead funny, man.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. I like Lord Snooty. He's dead posh. And I like Minnie the Minx. She's dead naughty. They're funny. Do you think they're funny, man?
Yes, love.
Do you want to read it with me?
Not just now, Billy, love.
Okay, after then.
Yes, all right.
Mam?
What, love?
What are you doing? Are you writing a letter or something?
No, it's a shopping list.
Oh, Mam?
Hush a minute, love. Oh, my mind's gone blank.
Oh, well, it's a start, Audrey. A definite move in the right direction for you.
Oh, your old mouth.
Ah, well spotted, Audrey. I could have been wandering round lost all day if it hadn't been for that nugget of information.
Well, there you are, then. What do you fancy for tea?
Chips and something.
What I fancy and what I can have are two different things.
I fancy chips, that's all.
Why, what do you fancy?
Say chips, Dad.
Something exotic.
Chips is better.
Alf, do you mind? Not in front of the lad.
What's exotic?
See, he's repeating you. That's enough, Billy.
Why, though?
Good God. Exotic, not erotic.
See, there you go again.
Well, what is it?
Tell him, Audrey, or shall I?
Yeah, Dad.
No, you shan't. It's calendars like what they have in men's workshops, what you shouldn't know about at your age. That's all you need to know.
Calendars?
Calendars?
You can't eat calendars, Mum.
Well, that's your dad's warped mind, isn't it? Forget it now. I'll think of something myself.
I'll think of something. Chips.
Look, am I going to get fed or do I have to do it myself?
You? Oh, I've heard it all now. Last time you cooked, Alf Bradshaw, it was full of fancy concoctions.
I've never had a concoction.
What? Like rice?
Well, rice is for pudding, isn't it?
You're a pudding.
Yum, yummy.
Well, you've certainly plumbed new depths tonight.
Plums? Plum pudding. I like that. Oh, yeah. You've just reminded me of something what I wanted to ask you, Mum. Where is the pudding club what ladies join?
I blame you for this, Alf.
Ali, piggy-loo-yah.
It's all your obsceneries he picks up, you know.
Didn't you hear me?
Yes. Now get upstairs to bed.
But why? What have I done? I only asked you where is the pudding club.
Where have you heard that from, son?
At school. And Miss Lynch is in it, that's all. And I just wondered.
So blame me for that, Audrey.
Do I have to go to bed? I haven't even done nothing.
Well, don't let me hear you say that again. It ain't very nice.
Why, though? I don't get it.
No, you just say it, lad. Then I bloody get it.
Well, it's just what I expect from you, ain't it? A tiger can't change its spots, can it?
It ain't fair. I'm always getting into trouble when I haven't even done nothing. And when I'm a grown-up, I'm not going to pick on nice little children who haven't even done nothing wrong. And when they want you,